Welcome back, everybody, to the podcast. I'm your host, Sage, and I decided to change the title. That's right. Three episodes in, I decided it was time for a different title. The Gen Z Frenzy was pretty catchy, but I decided, how about life, money, and more? That's going to catch people's attention a little bit better, right? And now this podcast is on 10. I think it's 10 different directories, and people are actually listening in only on episode 4, which is pretty interesting. So, life, money, and more, that's the new show. But today we're going to be talking about how to buy a house on episode 4. Now, as the few of you that have been listening know, I am a real estate agent, and I figured, hey, this would be a really good topic to talk about. So we're going to talk about this. Now, we're just going to go through the list. I wrote some stuff down for you, just some tips. And remember, the show's always 20 minutes or less, so it's gonna come at you fast. But let's go ahead and talk about step number one. And this is the thing that no matter where I'm talking to people who are interested in buying a house, whether I'm helping someone in Washington State or someone in Boston, wherever they are, people get house fever like they get baby fever. They go crazy. All right. They get all stressed. They get all worried about stuff. You know, buying a house is really stressful. It's expensive and you can make a lot of mistakes. And not only that, there's also a lot of bad information out there. Okay. There's a lot of bad info out there. So the first thing I need you to do is just to breathe. All right. Just breathe. Okay. Houses are kind of like cars. There's a lot of them out there. They're just a lot more expensive, but they're not going anywhere. Okay. You don't have to buy a specific house. You don't have to buy that house. There's always another house. Remember, it's just four walls and a roof. It's a box. Okay. So just breathe. You're going to be okay. Step two is going to be ask yourself this important question that I see a lot of people that are buying houses don't ask themselves, and then they end up regretting it, is, do I really want this house? Do I really need this house? A lot of people buy houses for really weird reasons. I'm talking to someone actually who wants to buy in Texas, and they're thinking, you know, I really want a house because when my grandma comes and visits, you know, their 90-year-old grandmother. Well, I don't think grandma's going to be around for a long time, but apparently their grandma complained and said, you know, in my best grandma voice, why is it every time I come over to your apartment, you know, God, why do you have an apartment? You're 29 years old, you know. grandma did that. Yeah, she complained. And then, you know, this lady's just like, hey, maybe I should get a house so my grandma has a bedroom to stay in. You know, that's a dumb reason to buy a house. You know, people buy houses because their parents pressure them into buying houses too. People feel like they have to have a house because now it means that they're successful if they have a house. You know, there's a lot of dumb reasons to buy a house. And you should ask yourself, am I buying this house because I actually need it? Or am I buying this house because I feel like I have to have a house, right? Because a lot of people during COVID panic bought houses and now they regret it. They bought the wrong house in the wrong area. They didn't really need the house. It's too expensive. Things like that. Okay. So figure out, am I really doing this because I actually want to do it? Or am I doing this because I feel like I have to do it? Those are two very different things. And you might completely rethink your decision altogether. You might come to a completely different conclusion on that. But if the answer is still yes, here's step three. I want you to do some basic research on the area. I want you to understand its history, understand if it's growing, if it's getting better, understand, is this an area where things like home insurance are more expensive? Are the utilities crazy here? I want you to do a deep dive into these kind of things, right? Just so you can understand the area better. Is the population growing? What's the traffic like? What are some negatives of this area? What are some positives? Now, you're probably, if you're moving, you're probably doing it for a job. But I've talked to a lot of buyers now who work remotely so they can kind of live wherever they want, which is sort of nice. So you have to understand the area. And asking people about the area is also good too. So do some research. Just get an understanding of the area. That's important. And then step number four, which you could also put this as step number three, but understand your budget, your actual budget. Okay. In the next step, I'm going to talk about why this is really important, but understand how much money you actually can spend. How much house can you really afford? Okay. Because I'm going to go ahead and talk about step number five here. That would be meeting with a, you could do this in either order. Typically, you would meet with an agent who then would connect you with a lender, unless you're paying cash. Awesome, by the way. So the thing is, when you go to a real estate agent and a lender, guys, what's their incentive? Well, their incentive is to make money. And how do they make more money off of you? Well, you buy a more expensive house. So when you go to a lender, they'll go through all of your stuff. It's pretty invasive. All right. They'll go through your income, history, tax returns, all this kind of stuff. They got to go through it all. And then they'll qualify you. Let's just say they qualify you for $500,000, right? What a lot of real estate agents will then do is they'll say, all right, you're buying $500,000 house. No, don't do that. No, don't do that. Okay. All right. Just because you're qualified to buy $500,000 house doesn't mean you should buy $500,000 house. Okay. All right. I see people make this mistake quite a bit, and they get qualified for a certain amount, and then they just go ahead and they spend the top of that amount. They go ahead and they say, all right, we can buy up to this. We're going to make sure we get the most amount of house. That is bad. Okay. Because that doesn't leave a lot of margin for much else in your life. Typically, a lender will go ahead and they will say, all right, here's the maximum we're comfortable with. They usually have a formula, and they'll say, all right, here's the most amount of money we're comfortable giving this person for a house. Now, understand that when they say that number, and again, we're just saying $500,000, it's generally better to actually buy less than that, all right, to buy less. Now, your agent or lender, they might get a little upset at you. If they do, don't work with them, okay? But it's much better to buy a house that's less than you qualify for and can very comfortably afford or comfortably afford than it is to stretch as far as you can. Because you need margin when you have a house. There's other expenses that people don't account for. Things happen. Emergencies happen. So I just want you to go ahead and realize that when you get qualified for something, okay, try to be conservative or moderate with your purchase. All right. Don't go ahead and just go full throttle. All right. They qualified me for this much. I'm going to buy the most I can because I want the most house. That could be a recipe for disaster. All right. Again, we'll just use $500,000. If you're looking at a $500,000 qualification, try looking around like 450. 400, you know, it's always better to buy a house you can very comfortably afford than it is to stretch yourself as far as possible. Now, that's just me being a real tour. You want a house that's right for you. You don't want to make the agent and the lender the most amount of money. All right. And also remember, when you're buying a house too, everything is negotiable. A lot of people forget this, all right? When you're putting in offers on houses, when you're talking about an agent's commission, when you're having any conversation about negotiables, everything's on the table. It's real estate. Just like sales, everything is negotiable. You don't like something, you can negotiate on it, all right? Now, different areas have different markets where your ability to do that is different. But remember that everything is negotiable. You really like something about the property and want it to stay, you can ask for that. You really hate something about the property, you want it taken off, you can ask for that. You want certain things paid for, certain concessions, you can ask for that. All right. And step six, this is just like a little mini tip. Please don't waive your inspections. I've come across a couple people now that have done that, and that's a great way to get yourself in trouble. All right. So keeping in mind everything's negotiable, and even with new properties, all right, you still want to have an inspection. Because I will tell you, new properties can be built like garbage, and houses have lots of demons hiding in them, all right? You get an inspection, you remember everything's negotiable. You find something in that inspection you don't like, you can have it fixed. All right? And once that is all done, okay, and you actually have a house, which, by the way, congratulations again. Enjoy your home. Enjoy it. If you bought a little bit less than you qualified for, can afford, and now you have a lot of margin in your life, you're going to breathe a lot easier. Nothing's worse than being house poor. That is a terrible feeling. Enjoy your home, make it yours, and keep it in good condition. Because what will likely end up happening is 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the line, you'll end up selling it. Maybe even sooner. And it's important to keep that house in good condition. Because then someone else will come along and try to buy it. And they're going to find this thing wrong with it, that thing wrong with it. All right. Keep your house in good condition. Things break. Address them. Fix them. All right. If you want, do very cheap, affordable upgrades to the home that actually increase the value. I can do an episode on that later. But as you're owning the house, make sure you're just keeping it in good shape. Creating value where you can, adding value where you can. And those things don't have to be crazy expensive either. But, you know, that's just some tips on how to buy a house. Things I've seen that make people happy, that help them with their purchase overall. Now, a lot of real estate agents won't tell you these things. These things are important. And I'm happy to have told you. So yeah, there's some tips. Life, money, and more. If you need help buying a house, I can help with that too. I do have my company, Sage Connect Realty, help people in all 50 states buy and sell their houses, even in Canada too. So if you want help and you want to be connected to an agent who knows what they're doing, I can help with that. So yeah, that's episode 4. I got a lot of episodes to film. I'm looking at my computer here. I have 50 something on here. So time to get to the next episode. But yeah, guys, if you ever want to get in touch, you can get in contact with me at sage@kw.com. You can also go ahead and send me a text at my company's number, 253-720-1602. Thanks for listening, guys. I will see you in episode 5. And remember, just keep swimming. See you soon.